This is our Christmas meeting, and I was thinking about gifts we give each other and gifts we give those that we love. And we know the most important gift is the gift God gave to us. He gave His Son to save us from our sins, to bring us salvation. And that is the most important gift. So I was thinking about gifts we give people, okay, and gifts that have been given to people. And so I'm taking my devotion tonight from John chapter 12. This may be an unusual place when we're talking about Christmas, but I'm going to be in John chapter 12. Then 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead, there made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put in. Then Jesus said, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. This is mentioned in Matthew, okay, and also in Luke, the story about right before the death of Jesus, where Mary came and anointed his feet. In Matthew 26, it says she also anointed his head. Jesus tells us that in verse 7, she did this against the day of my burying. When people died back then, they anointed the body with special spices, and spikenard was one of those. They anointed the body and then wrapped the body for burial. Out of all of his disciples and followers, Mary, by what she did, clearly showed she understood he was supposed to die. And she was anointing him with her spices before his death. And he said, me ye have not always. I will not always be here in the flesh. We know the Holy Spirit we always have. The Lord promised that. We also know when you get to the end and we read about the resurrection, we know Mary did not go to the tomb. Okay? The other Mary went to the tomb. This Mary didn't go to the tomb. She didn't need to. She had already used her box of ointment on Jesus before his death. She did what she could for him before he died. Alabaster boxes were usually very expensive. Usually the father of the family bought one for each one of his children, and it was kept against the day of their death, and that was what was used to anoint their body. The box usually cost the equivalent of 1 year's salary. So it was very costly. It was very expensive. Eulogies bless people, but they don't bless the person they're talking about, right? That person has already died. They don't hear the eulogies. Eulogies are given to soothe and comfort and encourage those that are left behind. Okay? Once somebody has died, that's it. Okay? Mary did what she could for the Lord Jesus before he died. She broke her alabaster box and anointed him. And this is an example that I think we should follow. This is an example that I heard a message about this, about breaking the alabaster box before someone died, while you still had the chance. We should follow this example. James 4:14 says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. We don't know what happens tomorrow. We don't know if we will be here or if our friend will be here, our neighbor, our loved one. We don't know that. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. What can we do now before the person that we've met, the person we're praying for, our friend, our husband, a relative? What can we do while we still have them? Okay. A lot of times we look at other people and say, oh, well, you will be here forever. You know, I can do this for you for whenever, but maybe not. We don't know that. Only the Lord Jesus knows that. Proverbs 3:27 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. I'm sure each one of you has felt impressed to do something or say something to someone. You know, sometimes we carry that through. Other times we don't. And then we realize, oh, that was the Holy Spirit telling me to do that. I should have done that. I should have taken time to stop and do what the Lord moved me to do. Because we don't know, but the Holy Spirit does. He does know. John 13:35 says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. How? If ye have love one to another. That's how we identify each other, right? Have you ever met a total stranger in the store? And you start talking and immediately you realize this person is a saved person. This person knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Our spirit witnesses with their spirit. And it's like a long lost friend, long lost relative, you know? That's the Holy Spirit. That's rejoicing with someone else. We can tell each other, we can recognize each other because we have the same spirit. We have the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And just as we recognize each other, we should do for each other when it's in our power to do. When the Holy Spirit prompts us just to say a kind word, maybe call somebody that's been on your mind for a long time. Lord keeps bringing that person. I have found before, if he says that, I better hurry up and get it done, you know, and not delay. Sometimes we do. Little private acts of kindnesses. That's breaking the alabaster box. That's anointing someone, letting them know before it's too late, I love you. I care about you. I care about you enough to do this, enough to maybe just spend time with you or talk to you or return your phone call. Or do some little act of kindness. Husbands and wives, parents and children, not many of us have our parents anymore, you know, or maybe just a parent or an in-law while we have the chance to do that. Children and parents, friends, shut-ins. How many of our ladies went to see Joan Hill right before she died? What a blessing. What a blessing to know that even though she was in there and had been in there for a long time, we still loved her and our people still visited her, sent her cards, sent her gifts. Sometimes it's small as listening to someone talk. Okay, that's a gift. That is a gift, just to listen to someone else. Jesus knew who loved him. He knew that. He knew who would betray him. Okay. But he still praised Mary because she actually showed it. He knew that. He knew the disciples that did love him. But he's saying, this shall be a memorial unto her wherever this gospel is preached, that she hath done this for me. Breaking the alabaster box. People around us may know that we love them, but it's also important to show them while we have the chance. Go ahead and open up our alabaster box. Go ahead and break it for these people.